Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. Welcome to it. 7:38 Brock Hunter.
Nothing like a fresh cup of freshly brewed grape Kool-Aid.
Yummy. Yummy. That sounds delicious in the morning. Anyway, good morning, everybody.
No, it does nothing. Here's what it is. It helps you drink water. Do you drink enough water, Brock?
I do. I have a big, two big glasses every morning. I take.
See, a lot of people put the meal in there. Now you can get like the grape Kool-Aid or the Kool-Aid that looks like the meal. It's kind of like, it's like you're enjoying the water now.
Yeah, water's horrible. I hate drinking water. It's the worst. It's the worst. Anyway. I digress. We got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant, and you can join the team now because Specialite is hiring. Hit them up, and you can find out more and become part of the Specialite team. Your topic for today, what's a social media trend you were really happy to see go away? It's such a weird world that we live in, you know, and really, these social media trends didn't kick off until maybe around the start of Facebook. You know what I mean? When we started, was there any social media trends you remember from like MySpace days? I don't think so. At least not that I remember.
When was planking? That was Facebook.
Yeah, that was
Facebook for sure.
Let me hold on. You know, I'm gonna Google something quick.
I think MySpace was just too early on. People didn't understand it. It was in its beginning stages of the ridiculousness it'll become. Well, I'll just give you mine right off the bat. And this is the one that came to mind first, was the duck face, dude. Dude, what the F? Well, come on. Like, who started it and who looked at it and was like, I want to pose like that, too. Sticking your lips out and look, it's a weird thing.
Quack, quack. Yeah, I don't know. There's still women out there that do that, but I think there's been enough shame thrown around on the duck face that it's kept women from overdoing it. But you'll still see a wild duck on social media every once in a while.
Yeah. Ladies, I don't know what your thing is with the big lips and why you got to think you got to have these monster-ass lips, but as a guy, I'm not looking for big lips. I'm not looking through crowds of women like, okay, that one's got some voluptuous lips.
I do.
You know, I don't get it. And then they try to do the social media duck face to stick them out. And then you get the what do they call it? The Botox. You look like a duck. It's just for God's sake, stop it.
I'm looking for those. I want those big old DSLs, man. That's what I want.
The DSLs. That's your dumb vocabulary for the day.
I agree with you. And I do think that the duck lips have slowly worked their way out, which is good because, ladies, you're beautiful. You don't need to look like Daffy Duck out there when you're taking your photo, okay? It's not going to help.
Just when you're just trying too hard. Stop it.
My social
media. You're a
beautiful
person.
My social media trend is the Harlem Shake. Do you remember that one? Oh, my God. Remember that? Where it was like, it just
do
shows.
The Harlem Shake. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, and everybody.
And then everyone then, like, so it was a cut of a video. If you don't remember, it was this time. It wasn't very long, maybe like 6 months. And it would just start off with, like, one person dancing and then everyone else either not in the room or, like, in the room standing still. And then the bass would hit and then everyone would be in. We did one at the radio station down in Springfield because, again, it was just everyone was doing it. So you got to keep up with the Joneses. But I swear to God, there was that time on Facebook where every other post was somebody doing the Harlem Shake, and it drove
Harlem
me
Shake.
Nuts. It drove me nuts.
What about this one? That was pretty close to that one was the Mannequin Challenge. Remember that?
Oh, that was stupid, too. Dumb.
Where a guy or somebody would just go through a crowd with a camera, and everybody was just standing still in, like, a weird pose.
Here's the only reason I like that, because I'd always look for that one person that, like, moved or, like, screwed it up. And, yeah. We can't do it again. Nah. We're out of time. Yeah,
you
always look for that one person that just blew it. You know, you could sit still for 30 seconds while I run the camera past you. Those are my main one. All the other ones, I guess I was trying to think real hard of any. I'm not on social media that much to really get too annoyed with it. Because you do you remember owling? That was another big thing, too. Do you remember that one?
Owling.
Yeah. Uh-uh. That was where you kind of you found a place. It was in lieu of planking. So planking got old and boring. And then people started doing owling. And that's where you'd find a place to kind of like perch up on. And you'd kind of sit like an owl. So your hands were like up by your chin. So like you had wings and you just sat there wide eyed and you didn't move. And it was called owling. Dude, yeah.
Stupid. That's yeah. so stupid.
Too much time on your hands. Too much God, damn time on stupid. Your hands. Isn't that dumb?
Pisses me off.
What are you guys doing today? We're going to go owling.
That might piss me off more than the duck face, dude. What are you doing?
You're just not a fan of birds. You're not a fan of fowl, apparently. That's what it is.
Nah, yeah. Stupid, dumb birds. Get out of the tree, Jerry. What are you doing?
It's for social media. It's for my 15 followers.
You're a grown adult. Get out of the tree, for the love of God.
Hey, Hunter, a little bit later on, we're going to go seagulling. You know what that is? It's where you run around the breach going, and you're looking for trash. Oh, look, there's people seagulling. That's great. That's fun.
Just turn on everything.
All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's a social media trend you were really happy to see go away? We'll be back with your answers and more. Stick around.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning, 750 Brock Hunter.
What's up, man? That Johnny Cash was trash.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Said no one ever.
God, I was just reading up on that first, the very first Farm Aid. Totally off topic of what we're getting to. But anyway, Johnny Cash was on the first Farm Aid. And it was like, God, I just, it was one of those artists that I wish I could have seen. Just at one point, you know. Thank God we got videos of them, but man, oh man. Anyway, we got to get to it. It's time for your special light topic of the day today. What's a social media trend that you were very happy to see go away? All right, it was there.
I got another
one. Gone. What do you got?
Now, I don't even know if it's gone away, though. It's those hot dog leg pics at the beach. Why do you got to take a picture of your hot dogs at the beach and share it with everybody? I never got it.
Just the legs. Just the legs.
Just the legs. Yeah, I'm sitting here on the beach soaking up some sun. Here's a picture of my legs.
It's just my legs, just from the thighs down. That's all you get.
My legs.
Thighs down. Of course,
my legs at the beach.
You know what's another funny one, too? And here's the thing is, yeah, you get some good pics when you do the full, like, from the breasts down, when ladies do from the, like, the breasts down. But then what I always picture is how they're sitting there with probably their... their neck, like, kind of like, and the phone, like, they're trying so hard just so they can get the phone at the right angle. It's like, you look ridiculous doing it.
You look ridiculous.
Just to get that hot beach pod pic, yeah.
Hey, check it out. Check it out. It's my legs at the beach.
They're so tan.
You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to stop taking just regular photos, and just any photo that we take from now on, it's not going to be of my face. It's going to be of my legs.
Of your
legs? My legs at the speedway. My legs at Walmart. Just constantly post pictures of your legs until somebody's like, all right, we've had enough of the leg pics. Everybody stop doing it.
No, what you do is just take two hot dogs and you just take them with you everywhere.
It's perfect.
And then you just do it that way. So, or what's that other one that that girls do all the time where it's like it's their back and then their hands reaching back, holding on to a hand, and they're, you know, that one?
Oh, yeah. It's like they're pulling their boyfriend to these beautiful, these beautiful scenic spots.
It's just,
and it's like that one chick, like, posted it. She didn't even have a guy. It was a fake hand. It had a camera at the end of it.
A big problem with social media and some of these trends is that people see it and they're like, oh, man. And that's watching that social dilemma, they talk about it. It's people living vicariously through other people, and it gives you this kind of it gives you a complex about the life you're leading. Folks, here's what the same thing I mentioned about, like, the full body pic. Just imagine if you're ever feeling bad, like, well, I didn't get to do anything cool like that, blah, 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 blah. Imagine, though, that these people, instead of enjoying where they're at, they're taking photos. Here they are, is staging this photo, and then they're going to stop what they're doing to look at the photo to make sure it's good. Then they're probably going to redo the photo, and then they're not even probably going to stay there. So don't feel bad. Don't feel bad, okay?
Dude, we sat back. We were at, what was it, Tuscornia. We were at Tuscornia the other day and literally watched two chicks do Instagram poses, like, in, you know, knee deep water for like an hour.
Yeah.
Dude, for an hour. Yep. Like, we 45 minutes in, I'm looking at Sam. I'm like, dude, like, have they not gotten the pick yet?
No. It's got to be the perfect one.
And what's crazy, dude? It's like, Like, if you and I were out doing that, like, I would be looking around being like, ah, dude, there's people watching. This is terrible. You know, this is embarrassing. It's like they have no idea, no recollection of what's going on around them. They're just in their own little Instagram world.
Yep.
And you look ridiculous. I'm just saying, you look ridiculous.
You do. Just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind.
I believe it.
We got some comments on Facebook. What's a social media trend you were happy to see go away? Let's see. Blake said after sex selfies. I remember that one didn't last very long, but that was on there. That was on there. After sex selfies.
That?
Yeah. It did not last long, but there was a couple months where people were doing after sex selfies.
Like, not nude, but they're just like, what?
No,
in the
it's
bed
like,
next
you know, under the blanket, you know, messy hair and everything. Like, yeah, look at that. We just had sex. You know what? If you got to do that, that is so dumb. I will admit, though, I did post one of those. It was me in my hand. And
it was, you're right. Just a picture of your hand.
Just got done making love.
All beat up and bruised.
Me and Rosie Palm just spent a great 30 seconds together.
That was the thing, huh? I never saw that.
That was the thing. Google it.
You know what? It's just screaming. You want attention so bad. I just had sex.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah. All of them are. Now, I will say there have been some, like the ice bucket challenge. I know people got real sick of that, but that raised, like, so much money.
It's for a good cause.
For ALS. So, like, I did that one, you know, and it did. After a while, you got kind of like, all right, there's so many on there. And also, are all these people donating? I do feel like there was a lot of people that did the ice bucket challenge and then didn't donate. They just did it for the likes
on
Facebook.
Social media presence.
But that one did raise like millions of dollars for ALS, which is cool. That's great. So there are some good ones. But
How about this one? This one hasn't gone away yet either. But it's the classic pose of the girl with her hand on her hip. You know, her doing the horse stance,
the horse pose, yeah.
The horse pose with the phone by your chest in the bathroom selfie mirror. It's like, dude, what?
I don't know if that'll
every
ever go
one
away.
Of them. Yeah. It's not going to go away, but every picture, it's just like.
Yeah. Yeah. It says, I didn't know she was Seabiscuit. That's great.
So it's giving us a chance to bitch here a little bit. How about the ones that aren't selfies? It's like, do you have a guy following you around with a camera? Like the woods pics, no. Like these real nice professional pics that you see.
Yeah, every...
There's somebody there with a camera.
Yeah, like, it's usually the boyfriend or the husband who is just dead inside and like, all right, let's just take these pictures so we can move on. Please, for God's sakes, I cannot take another photo of you. I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose
it. How much attention do you need?
Do I not give you enough? For God's sakes. Anyway. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Stick around.